Ambition can be applied to really anything, yeah, you know, like you're ambitious to like create like an amazing family, to create a career, to reach your dreams. Like I'd never thought I would meet someone as ambitious as me. Sometimes I feel like my ambition is like debilitating. How about firework fails? On 4th of July week, we did firework fails. We have so many stories about this. Let's start with our firework fail this year. Do we tell the story?
Sure.
So like we live in Newport Beach and we live on the peninsula in Newport Beach, and 4th of July like here is, yeah, is huge. Like it's always been huge. We have like parades and little carnivals and everyone comes down to the beach. Like there's a flood of people on the streets and, you know, fireworks are illegal, but like everyone does it. Like everyone does it. So after the sun sets on 4th of July, we live on like the sand is like right there. So when the sun sets, everyone goes out to the sand. Everyone that's vacationing here, locals, people ride their bikes down to go. And on the sand, it's like pitch black. You know, the ocean's right there. And everyone just, and there's, the beach is very like wide, you would say. Is it wide? Width? Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of rooms. People just go out into the darkness where there's like a spot of sand, light off fireworks, and then like people are sitting down watching them all, whatever. There's thousands of people on the beach. I mean, so many people. And like everywhere you look, there's fountains and big fireworks and small and sparklers and every kind of firework. So we get a bunch of fireworks this year. And
well, yeah, we got like little sparklers.
We got little like fountains. Yeah, they're not little like, sparklers. They were not like the big fireworks or anything.
Mortars are the ones that go up in the air.
Yeah, they weren't those. Yeah. So we go out because like it's cool, you know, for the boys to see, and boys are like into like, you know, stuff like that, yeah, like explosives, you know. So we go out and I'm like, we take a little basket of fireworks, just like everyone else out there. And I'm like, you know, I make like Max light them because like I never really actually did fireworks when I was little. So it makes me like a little bit nervous myself. Like I don't feel like I'm the best one, but you and your dad and all them, you guys used to do all the time. So he goes out into the middle of the darkness to light some fireworks. We light up a couple of fountains, and actually our fireworks were so small that everyone else around us started booing our fireworks because they were so unimpressive to them. Like they wanted to see like the big dogs, you know? So we lit off the first couple just for the boys. Like anything is like impressive for the boys, you know? And you know, people were like, boo, like more. In fact, there was like one dude that started running through our fireworks because he, yeah, thought they were such like baby fireworks. Yeah. He like was like running through, like leaped over while it was like exploding and stuff. So like that's how not threatening our fireworks were. Meanwhile, you look around and there's ones that are shooting up into the sky and just like,
yeah,
exploding like huge,
like
big,
legit illegal fireworks.
Yes.
Like on the beach right next to us.
Yes.
Like as far as the eye can see in either
as
direction.
Far as the eye can see in both, yeah, directions. Yeah. So then we're like, the boys are like, cool, cool, cool. They do some sparklers. I'm like, let's light up a couple more and then we'll pack it up and we'll like go home. Like, we don't need to do anymore. So Max goes out and he has like three little like fountains and he was going to light all three. And that was going to be like the last ones that we do. So he goes out there into the darkness to like light it. And I see him like bend down, start lighting. And all of a sudden I see flashlights and I'm like, oh shit. And like two or three cops walk up to him as he's about to light the fountains. And they're like, drop the lighter, sir. Yeah. Drop the lighter. Step away, yeah, from the fireworks. And all of a sudden, the entire, I mean, there's hundreds of people around, which Max is not like being the center of the attention like that. Like,
and
really
I also
uncomfortable.
Don't like breaking rules. I didn't want to.
No, he's not a rule breaker. He was already nervous about it in the first place.
Yeah. We're doing something we shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah. And I mean, the cops are just doing their job. Like, it's, yeah, fine. But it was just like, what are the chances that we're letting off these baby fireworks? There's thousands of people on the beach, arguably hundreds of fireworks.
Yeah.
People that are setting off
them.
Fireworks.
I have trouble. I'm sitting next to them.
The cops.
And I can't even hear them because the fireworks, they're clearly being lit like right next to us that are illegal. Like, are going up in,
yeah,
the air.
So they're like, writing him. They're writing
like
him.
Peak level irony. Like,
yeah, it, you know, totally so. Was. So I'm catching the whole thing on video because, yeah, I know how mortified he is. And I'm like, I've got to just capture this moment because
my
like boys in 20
are
years,
me.
This is going to be,
yeah,
so funny.
The kids are watching me get arrested.
Yeah, and it's so funny because like the personality of my boys is just like, of our boys is so hilarious to me. So Kenzie's like, oh my God, that's the cops? Like, are we doing something wrong? Like, you know, and I was like, well, technically, like, we're not really allowed to be like out here on a public beach, like lighting these fireworks. So they're probably going to give Dad a ticket, but it's fine. Like, they're not going to like arrest him or anything. Daddy will just, you know, comply and answer their questions. It'll be okay. And my younger one, Leo, who has my personality, is like, I will kill those cops. Yeah. I will throw them in a trash can and they'll be gone forever.
They'd be gone forever.
Like, they better get away from my dad, you know? And he's like so protective. It's just like, it was really actually cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was like, no, Leo, like, I know, like, we're trying to protect Dad or whatever, but the police are just doing their job. And I tried to use it as like at least a teaching moment, like, cost us freaking however many. It was so expensive.
Expensive trip to the beach.
Yeah, very expensive trip to the
beach.
Way
more than the firework cost.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then he's getting written up this ticket and everyone's booing the cops because they're like, this is ridiculous. Like, their fireworks were like freaking sparklers. Yeah. And then meanwhile, people are lighting off shows like all around him. But the video I was taking, Max is getting written this like ticket, very expensive ticket. And then I just like pan to the right and there's just a giant fireworks going off like right behind the cops. They're not going to find those guys, the ones that are lighting off like the real deal fireworks. They're just writing Max up for his sparklers, you know? And it was just like, it was whatever. It is what it is. Like, we took the risk and we have to pay now, but whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
It was a teaching moment.
Teaching moment, yeah, for everyone.
Like, they're just doing their job. That's what I tell the boys. The boys are really upset with the cops. I'm like, listen, they'd rather be with their families. Like, they would rather not be out writing tickets to dad's fucking doing sparklers on the beach. Like, one of the cops is a rookie cop, and you know, it's they're just doing their job.
Yeah. But it was definitely a firework fail, that's for sure. Do you have any other fireworks? I didn't do fireworks as a kid. I wasn't allowed to do anything cool or fun. But like, did you? You guys did a lot of that stuff when you were younger.
Yeah, we did a lot.
Did anything ever happen?
No, I lit one off in my hand one time, a penny firecracker that blew up in my hand. And I thought like blew my hand off. But they're like the smaller ones that like people do light them and let them go in their hand because they're not super powerful. That scared the shit out of me. My dad. This is funny. It's like a lot of my childhood. My dad would do like a mortar. He would get mortars, the ones that you like put in the tube. So you'd have a PVC pipe inside a bucket that had concrete in it. And he would light them off. And one time he did like two or something. And like it went off and it exploded like this way and up. And we were like, whoa, that's crazy. And we look and like the bottom of it had gone like missing. And we're like, what just happened? And it went up in the air. It like exploded and went up in the air and it was like raining down on the trees around us. It was kind of...
Didn't hit anyone?
No, it didn't hit anyone.
That's wild.
But they almost burnt the house down or something. They have a story where the house I grew up in almost burnt down from a firework accident.
Oh, really? Yeah. Landed on the roof
caught
or something?
The roof on fire or something.
Oh, my God.
And it just sprayed off. That stuff's dangerous, man.
It is dangerous. So dangerous. I get it. I think that's all for I have for... Oh, last one. Things that annoy the fuck out of you about your partner. Like, what does your partner, your wife, do that annoys the fuck out of you? You can only pick like two things.
I can't think of, I mean, I know there's
many.
There's a lot of them. I just can't think of, like, I don't like write them down.
You can think of some. Come on.
Actually, I do have them written down.
Okay. This is probably from our therapy session or something.
It was.
Shit.
And then I just never really got to.
Amazing. I think the thing that annoys me the most about Max, like hands down, is his poor tone and his like facial expressions that say like, you're an idiot without saying you're an idiot, like his facial expressions. And you guys actually write me all the time on Instagram and reference his facial expressions. And like, you guys think they're like funny and you're like, oh my God, they kills me. Like he is looking at you like you're a moron. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, but try actually being the person in that conversation and you're married to the man that's constantly looking at you like you're dumb and that you like internalize that. Like, that annoys me so much because he has a great heart. And I don't think that deep down you think that I'm dumb, but like your facial expressions and your tone are so condescending sometimes. And that just, that sends me. It sends me. Huge trigger for me. What about for you?
I don't know. I don't really have. I couldn't find the list.
I'm perfect. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. No, I think it's
how dirty your car gets. That really annoys me. That you don't put things away. That you take shits for 45 minutes.
Oh, wait. You're talking about me. Okay.
Dick.
Yeah, man, I don't have anything right now.
Your hygiene sometimes, the fact that you don't shave your balls.
I was going to do that, but I got sick yesterday.
It's always something, babe. Yeah. It's always something. Yeah. But then there's amazing things too. Like, I've never met someone that works as hard as you, that's as ambitious as you. I mean, aside from myself, I guess. You know, when I was getting married to Max at my bridal shower, my sister planned this game for me where, like,
yeah, this is a good story.
We had to answer, like, she got with Max before the bridal shower, asked him a bunch of questions, and then she asked me those same questions, and, like, how would Max answer this? You know, like, and we had to have the same answer for things. And I honestly crushed it. And, like, I think one of the things were, like, you know, what's Nancy's favorite thing about you? And you said, my ambition. Mm-hmm. And when she asked me at the bridal shower, I was like, oh, easy, his ambition. And they were so shocked that I got that answer, because it was like, you know, what's your favorite thing about the person you're going to marry? Like, his ambition. But it really is, because the ambition can be applied to really anything. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, you're ambitious to, like, create, like, an amazing family, to create a career, to reach your dreams, like, to have a nourished, like, relationship you're invested in. Like, ambition could be, like, a wide range. And I'd never thought I would meet someone as ambitious as me. Sometimes I feel like my ambition is, like, debilitating, if that even makes sense. Like, I'm so ambitious. Sometimes I feel like my body's going to explode. Like, I don't even know what to do with it. Do you ever have that feeling where you want it so bad, and you're like, so, you get so, like, amped about it that you're like, you don't even know what to do with yourself because of it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been kind of beating myself up over that for the past, like, 24 hours. Like, Beach is being sick. I was like, because I feel like
he was in bed yesterday,
that's the
sick.
Only thing that could, like, I can point to. Like, because I've been, like, really dialed on my nutrition, really dialed on my fitness. And it's got to be, like, work related or just, like, stress related.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like, you can't never get sick. I mean, it's just,
I know. But if you look at, like, the thing is of, like, you know, it's just kind of like, it was kind of like, you know, I need to have another outlet.
Do you guys like our star of the show, the fucking fly?
Yeah.
So then you have to have another outlet to do what, you think?
Just decompress.
Yeah.
Because, like, my thing is I'll play video games, which I really enjoy. But that kind of, like, amps me up. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I got to make fucking champ. Like, I can't just play to be like, oh, dude, I'm going to play it, like, and just enjoy myself. No, I'm going to play and try to play at a really high level, or else I'm not even going to play it at all. So I've been trying to get back out to the beach a little bit more and do, like, an hour a day just to, like, you know, just to decompress, because I don't have it. Like, and then I guess, I mean, you know, just, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's ambition. It's like, you know, it's the growth mindset, right? It's like, hey, whatever you're going to do, you're going to be really good at it, or else you're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dual-edged sword for sure.
It is. Yeah. I agree. Okay, that's all for Wild Wednesday. I think we'll take a couple questions from the community if you're up for it. Okay. We'll just take a couple. So what are your non-negotiables in a relationship? His and hers.
You go first.
My non-negotiables in a relationship, probably that you, like, my partner has to have, like, the want and desire to, like, provide and succeed, and not just, like, well, definitely with, like, money and success, but with everything else, like, willing to, the want to continuously, like, grow and improve. Like, nothing annoys me more than the person that's so stuck in their own mindset and ways that they're literally unable to grow because they hit a certain point in their life and, like, that's their ceiling. And that's fine if that's some people's journeys, whatever. I just couldn't spend my life with someone like that, because I, like, constantly want to bust through the ceiling and get to another one, and bust through that one and get to another one. And you call it maybe, like, ambition or self-growth or self-reflection or the desire to continuously learn or explore or have, you know, different creative ideas or improve relationships, become a better parent. But you know, I think that is a non-negotiable for me. People that are able to self-assess and continuously improve across the board, I think. That's definitely you. I mean.
Thanks.
You're welcome.